Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, now in its 35th year on the air, helping people leave behind the baggage of the past and move forward to a new life of joy and purpose. Welcome. We've got a great program for you today. I'll be talking about stress solutions, and we'll have a little holiday music with Jeremiah at the piano. So stay tuned. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Understanding God's Power. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today, I want to talk about Christmas the year-round. You know, what happened on Christmas Day? Christ was born. He was going to do God's will perfectly and bring light into the world and truth and save us from our sins. And every day when you awaken in the morning, it can be a new day for you if you could only move according to God's will, and live and move and have your being in Him. Then everything you do will be filled with grace and will bring good fruit. Why does everything that you do when you're in God and He is moving through you and you have gotten your ego out of the way, you've gotten your own will, selfish will out of the way, and all you want to do is you want to know the truth, you want to know the purpose for your existence, and you want to do the right thing, even though you don't know what the right thing is, then you wait and then you move. When you move, it's inspired by the Spirit of God. And whatever you do when you are in that condition must bear good fruit, because it is from God and it originates with Him. Instead of originating because of your selfishness and because of your rebelliousness, see, when you make something more important than what's right, then you disconnect from the flow. And instead of going with the flow, going with God's flow, you are disconnected. And now, how are you going to move? With what impetus, with what idea, with what motivation are you going to move? Well, your motivation is selfishness, and your motivation is, yes, selfishness. But your selfishness then draws to you another source of motivation, another source of ideas, another source of goals, another source of things to do. And then you follow that, and it leads you astray. And then once you have been led astray, you don't want to admit you're wrong. You don't want to see your mistake. So you make excuses for it. You justify it. You rationalize it. And you can't believe, you don't want to believe, that whatever you did and those ideas that moved you are not your own ideas. See, the soul is incapable of originating thought. All that your soul can do is incline one way or incline the other. And depending on which way your soul inclines, you bring into yourself thoughts to be, and those thoughts, they burst in the mind, and suddenly your mind is filled with all of these thoughts and none of them are any good. And you follow them and they mislead you. So being led astray is the problem, and then thinking that those ideas are your own is the other problem. And then not wanting to admit you're wrong is another problem, and making excuses is another problem. So wouldn't it be better if you weren't misled in the first place? Well, that is very possible, and that is what you must find. You must find your Creator so that you can be whole. See, the human being, soul, mind, body, nerves, breath, movement. It ought to make a whole. And it does when you move gracefully, like a ballerina, or when you're going for a nice walk. It's graceful, and it's whole, and it's without conflict, and everything is working together. Nothing is working at cross purposes. But when something gets in from the outside, it begins to take over part of you. And that part then answers to the outside and not to you. That part of you is answering to another agenda, another pattern, and not the one that God had in mind. So then you're filled with conflict, and then you work at cross purposes, and then you do things and you wonder, what I do that for? Taking in these ideas from the outside, taking in these thoughts from the outside, these notions from the outside, it gains control over some part of you, and then it moves you, and you don't know why you do what you do. You think it's your own idea, but it's not. And so no wonder you have conflict. No wonder you're tense.
We find your zest for discovery and adventure. Keep listening to Shedding Shackles.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
And so everybody is out of control. Everybody is imprinted by everybody else and becoming everybody else. Everybody has conflict. And you have a world that's this, you, and families that are on the edge of losing it. So you don't want that to happen. So what are you going to do? You have to go back to the very So now you are, let's face it, you are imprinted by all of this stuff. So imprinted by thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of these incidents where, yeah, you had a weakness. You did. You could have been patient, but instead you got angry. You could have seen that the person couldn't help themselves and not resent them, but you couldn't see that. And besides, you were only a kid. You weren't mature enough yet. You didn't want to get upset when you were a little kid, but it happened. Okay, so it happened. So now, what are you going to do? Well, what you got to do now is back to basics. What has gone wrong with you? What is wrong with you now? You will need to deal with it, but in a very special way. You need God's help. You need His light. You need His grace. You need His love, which has always been there, but you fell away from it. You remember? I said that when we move away from this intuitive flow, then we become separated from it. So that's how everything went wrong. All you need to do now is refine it. Refine Him, His grace, His peace, His love, His forgiveness. It's all there waiting for you. You have only been separated from it. All you have to do is refine it. And then He will begin to solve all of your problems for you.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Call Roland at 510-455-8851.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to make a very nice program for you, one for the ages. What you need is not more things to study. You don't need more people to tell you what to do. You don't need more advice. Yeah, you need a little bit of advice, but I mean, the usual kind of, look, people have meant well. They've given you advice. People have written books. They give lectures. They give sermons. They do a lot of talking. They make videos. They make movies. They make music. And it's all, well, not all, but a lot of it is very nice. And it's helpful for a very short amount of time. And because it only lasts a short amount of time, it ends up not being helpful. See, you go somewhere and you hear a sermon or a seminar or a talk, or you do some studying, and temporarily you feel better. And temporarily you get caught up in the words and the study, and it feels like you're doing something good, and so you feel better. And then you go about your life, and pretty soon it's kind of gone, and you have to go back and do it again. And you keep going back over and over and over and over. And each time, it's a little better, but it's somehow not the answer. See, if you were to find the answer, you wouldn't need to study. Look, it says in the Bible, God said it through his prophet Jeremiah, and then it is repeated again in the epistles. God said it. He said, there will come a time when one person won't have to teach another, because I will write my laws in their minds and in their hearts, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. In other words, you will be taught of God. Taught of God. And if you're taught of God, you won't need anybody else to teach you. That's it. So you need to find out how to be taught of God. Now, amazingly, it's always been there, but you missed it, you doubted it, you ignored it, you paid more attention to what people said on the outside than what you knew in your heart. That's why they call it the still small voice. What does still mean? It means quiet. That's what it means. It means quiet, like there used to be a song called In the Still of the Night. So it's an old-fashioned English word for quiet. The still small voice, the quiet small voice, the wordless words, the voiceless voice. It's what you know in your heart. Now, it's always been there. You've been, but you fell away from it. When you were a little child, look, I've said this many times, and I know some of you have heard me say this over and over again over the past 35 years. But some, you don't get tired of hearing it. It's nice to hear it. And some of you are on your way. You've already made that step. Somehow, repentance has begun for you. You've become sorry before God for some of the things you've done. You've cried a few tears, and now you're out about your life. And as you go about your life, those of you who are on the path, you go about your life, and every day you see a little something. Maybe you see something that you're doing that's a little bit phony, or you see something that has a little bit of wrong energy in it. And the very fact that you see it in God's light, it changes. It changes everything. And little by little you grow. A little bit of the old you, what Paul called the old Adam, goes away, and it's replaced by a new you, a beautiful new you. And one day, you emerge, you are the new person in Christ, through Christ, because of what God is doing in you.
Hi, my name is Ava. With new listeners always coming on board, Roland wants me to briefly introduce Shedding Shackles. Roland is the founder and host of the program now in its 35th year on the air. Shedding Shackles began as the Common Sense broadcast. After about 10 years, Roland changed the name to Talk to a Pastor. However, he soon decided on Shedding Shackles. Roland is happy that Shedding Shackles is on Christian radio, can be found at most podcast places, and you can even listen to Shedding Shackles on your phone. Many people don't know that Roland is a volunteer and doesn't work for a station or any particular church. He's just a guy who is dedicated to helping people find freedom in Christ and peace of mind in God. Sounds good to me.
And one day, you emerge, you are the new person in Christ, through Christ, because of what God is doing in you. And you think, well, this sounds fantastic, but you know what? We have an example of it in nature, an example to show you or remind you that such a thing is possible. What am I talking about? The caterpillar and the butterfly. The caterpillar crawls around, and one day it goes into a cocoon, and then it's somehow transformed into a beautiful butterfly. So God does things like that. But as you go about your life as a restored person, now walking in God's light, you are a simple person, a humble person. You let your hair down. You stop trying to impress people and trick people and fool them and get over on them. And by the same token, you're no longer impressed by people, their degrees, their titles, their lofty words, because you have a relationship with God. Not a pretend one, but a real one. And so you go about your life as a regular person. And you just go about your life as a mom or a dad, as a student, a husband, a wife, whatever you are. You live your life, but now there's always with you this something special. And you learn of God. Every day you're taught of God. You see a little this, a little that. You see some leaves swirling in the wind, and somehow it awakens you to think about, what's that all about? Why do these leaves always swirl? And you wonder about it. Some kind of magic there. God's magic. And you see the butterfly, and you see things, and you begin to realize and to understand. And the more you understand, the more you realize, the more you are in awe and wonder of the creator of all these things. But let's get back to what I was saying. So I said a lot of you have heard me say this for 35 years now. But like I said, you don't mind hearing it again. But for the new listeners, oh, incidentally, new listeners in Texas, new listeners in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, welcome. And I don't know why I am heard all over Texas. The Texas Gulf Coast, Corpus Christi, Austin, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, all the way down to Brownsville, all the way along the coast over to New Orleans, and then on the other side, Mobile, Alabama, and Shreveport, and Pensacola, Florida. Why am I on the Gulf Coast? I don't know, but I didn't plan it. I didn't try to make it happen. And so I think it must be right. There are some people that need to hear this message. So here it is. When you were a little child, you were very close to God's inner light. And you knew things when you were a little child. When you saw somebody being unfair, You knew it. Nobody had to teach you. You didn't have to go to school. You just saw it. If somebody was being mean to one child and extra nice to another child, you saw that it was unfair. And then you watched people and you saw and you knew things as a little child. But you fell away from that. And how did you fall away from it? It wasn't your fault. Well, it was partially your fault and it partially wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault because you were just a little child. We're born first of the flesh, first of the earth, and later of the spirit. And so people around you emotionalized you. Yeah, they upset you. They fooled you. They tricked you. They pressured you. They tried to motivate you. And they were always trying to do something to you. And then there was cruelty. And then there was tease. And you went to school. And what a terrible environment that was. There were bullies, tease, and the teachers were pressuring. And there was always performance pressure and grade pressure and success pressure and peer pressure. And you couldn't help it. You were just a little child. You responded to all those. You began to respond to those things. And when you did, you took in the world and you fell away from what you knew in your heart. You fell away from God's inner light, from this still small voice. You fell away from it. And then you went the way of the world. They took away something from you, and you lost touch with it. Well, they didn't really take it away. It was still there, but you lost touch with it. And having lost touch with it, you needed something as a guide, something to lean on, something to look for and search for, and something to support your little ego. And so you look to the world. So you look to friends, to the peer group. You look to drugs, to marijuana, to food, to school, to teachers, to coaches, to all these things in the world. And so you became worldly. And you fell away from what you knew in your heart. And slowly you changed. Little by little you changed for the worse. But then those of us who are called by God, we never completely lose touch with it. It's always there. And we always are yearning for something good and true and sweet and noble. We yearn for it. And one day God answers. And then your journey back to Him begins.
This is Jeremiah Trujillo. Don't forget the reason for the Christmas season. We should celebrate God's love for the world through the birth of the Christ child, Jesus. The joy that Jesus can bring to your life should last the entire year round. Just focus on living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. You can do that by following your intuition, and in time you'll rediscover hope and joy in your life.
So, how does it begin? It begins with this searching. And then it begins with being sorry about what you see. He turns up the light. Like I always have said, God turns, like in some of you have in your dining room, a dimmer switch on your light. You turn the dimmer switch and the chandelier above the dining room table gets brighter and brighter and brighter, or dimmer and dimmer. Well, God turns up the dimmer switch. And now, instead of being vaguely aware of something wrong with the way you exist, vaguely aware that there's something wrong with all your resentments and your judgments of other people and your hatreds of them and you're not living a true life but living someone else's life, instead of being vaguely aware of that feeling anxiety over, free-floating anxiety. Instead, he turns up the dimmer switch, and now you see in the light, you see your own wrong. You see that you hated your mom. You hated your dad. You hated your brother or your sister. You hated other kids. You betrayed your husband or you betrayed your wife. You were selfish, and so on and so forth. And you see that you doubted what you knew in your heart and went the way of the world, and tried to grab everything you could out there. See, you used what people did to you as an excuse to get what you wanted. But really what you wanted. See, and then they gave it to you, and you hated them. If you got what you wanted, you hated them because you could sense that you were getting worse. And if they withheld it, then you hated them and blamed them for withholding it from you. So they had you coming and going, and you hated them for that too. But now you just don't want to hate anymore. You don't want to resent people anymore. You don't want to judge people anymore. And it helps when you get older because now you see that you're older. You don't want to yell at your kids, but you do. And now you see that your mom, your dad, they couldn't help themselves. They had lost it long ago when they were little kids. Someone was cruel to them and someone pressured them and they never found salvation. They never found it. So now you can forgive them. You realize that they weren't being deliberately cruel to you. They couldn't help. There was something in them. See, like I said, when you fall away from what's within, the outside starts to get in. And before long, the outside is on the inside. You become just like the people you hated. And then you find something in you that's driving you to do bad things. And it won't let you be kind. It won't let you be sweet. It won't let you be forgiving. See, it has control over you. But part of you is still alive. Part of you can still yearn. That's it. That's what you can do. You can yearn for the Father you've never known. And one day, and I can't tell you when that will be, but one day he will answer. And pray, God, that this program helps to make that wonderful day come sooner for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, everybody!
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.